WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. This Thursday marks the 25th anniversary of the death of Nat King Cole. Cole began his career in the 30s as a jazz pianist, then went on to become one of our country's great popular singers. Jazz critic Evan Whitehead has an appreciation of Cole.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile?
That's the Nat King Cole that everyone remembers. But this is also the sound of Nat King Cole. Before he became a singer, Nat Cole was a superior jazz pianist whose style bore the mark of his early hero, Earl Hines. In 1937, Cole founded the first of his jazz trios. The format was always piano, guitar, and bass. The original trio featured deft interplay between Cole and guitarist Oscar Moore. Nat Cole's trio sound was very influential. The virtuoso pianist Art Tatum formed a band with an identical lineup in 1943. Legend has it that Cole began singing a few years after he put the trio together to pacify a bunch of drunks in a bar. In fact, he sang on his first recording date as a leader in 1938. It was recently released for the first time on a Savoy jazz album called Nat King Cole and the King Cole Trio.
First shouting, howdy ho, then you start in morning low. Feeling low, then up you go, got a jitter, jumper, jitter, you love. Love should be a symphony, but it swing too hot to be. Just a goofy rhapsody, got a jitter, jumper, jitter, you love. You got
Cole's vocals became increasingly emphasized in the 1940s, eclipsing his work as a pianist. Some jazz fans never forgave him for that. But look at it this way. There are more great jazz piano players than there are great male jazz singers. Cole didn't just have an irresistible light tenor voice, which got rounder and more full with age. He also had an incomparably relaxed and swinging delivery. Here's one of his hits from 1943.
It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe me. It is only a canvas sky sailing over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
When Nat Cole accompanied his vocals, his piano style became different. Less flashy, more streamlined and modern. He sounded more at ease than before. If his piano taught his voice how to swing, his voice taught his piano how to sing. Happily, he continued to showcase his piano playing as well as his vocals, sometimes anyway. One place his voice and piano mesh is on a recently reissued 1956 session for Capitol called After Midnight. For that album, his trio was joined by jazz soloists like alto saxophonist Willie Smith.
Just you, just me, let's find a cozy spot. to cuddle and woo. Just us, just we. I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination, just see you, just me. Our tired lovers not around wonderful you.
Nat Cole was one of the most successful American singers of the 1950s. He appeared on numerous TV shows and finally got his own variety program in 1956. On that show, he managed to sneak in some jazz piano along with the easy listening.
We will raise a family, a boy for you and a girl for me. Can't you see how happy we will be?
Will you play a piano solo, piano solo, piano solo?
Nat Cole conveyed more of the elegance and invention of jazz to the general public than any other pop entertainer, Frank Sinatra included. When Cole sang, his listeners absorbed the sound of jazz whether they knew it or not. That's his legacy to everyone who listens to American music. And that's why this hardcore jazz fan doesn't regret Cole's decision to become a pop star.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence.
That lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
This is Fresh Air.